LJ.
So what?
What are your thoughts right now?
My mind's just in a racing, you know, kind of got my dream come true, you know, the other day, getting a start, you know, for the hometown team, and now, you know, getting traded and going to the opposite dugout and locker room, and, you know, I'm still going to be able to make another start tonight and get play against the Orioles. It's different, you know, I never saw it coming, but, you know, it's part of the game, it's part of life, so just got to keep it moving. It's still all surreal, you know. I kind of, you know, talking to Jonesy this morning. I was staying with him, and he was just saying, you know, you could get traded. He's like, you never know. He's like, and then as the day went on, you know, I came here and got here, went outside and did some work with Kirby, and then came back in and saw Twitter, saw MLB Network that I got traded, and now I was just kind of, you know, trying to make sure my family's situated, they're all coming to the game tonight and stuff like that. So it's kind of a whirlwind, but you know, I'm enjoying it. No, not really. I mean, that's just how social media is now these days, technology and stuff like that. It's just everything, as soon as something happens, it's out there on the internet. You know, it's out there in the world. Kind of, and that's the way society is now, and it's kind of a bad thing, but, you know, it's expected, and we got to move forward.
Is it exciting for you to go to a place where you're likely to play a lot?
I'm definitely excited, you know, for the opportunity to start with Houston and be able to play. You know, hopefully I'll be able to play a lot and, you know, help them build a future over there. You know, with a lot of young guys, like a lot of young talent they have with Altuve and now Cozart and Robbie Grossman and some of the young guys they have over there. So hopefully I can just go over there and be able to contribute any way I can.
LJ, how tough is it, though, that this was your, you made it up to this level here, went through the organization with your hometown team, and now that you finally kind of, you know, reached that level for the foreseeable future now?
It's rough, you know, because, you know, I have a great relationship with some of the guys, you know, Jonesy and Machado and even JJ. I went fishing with him a couple of times in spring training. Just, you know, you develop that relationship, but, you know, you also have to understand that this is a business and the Orioles are in a contention for making it to the playoffs, and they feel like they need to add another arm to help them get there. So, yeah, you have to understand, and, you know, I wish those guys the best of luck. You know, I think they have a tremendous team, tremendous guys over there, and I hope that, you know, they're able to make it back to the playoffs. Yeah, I'm going to have to go down the hall, get ready for BP, I guess, meet the coaches and stuff, and, you know, talk to some of the players, get familiar with some of the stuff, and learn their signs, and then strap it on at 7 o'clock and take on the Orioles. So it's definitely a lot going on right now, but hopefully I'll have some time to slow down and just take everything in and play baseball.
Is it going to be disappointing that maybe there's a little unfinished business that you didn't chance to play more than?
No, not really. I mean, I'll be able to play, I guess, now that Houston's American League, I'll be able to come here once a year, and I guess they'll be coming there once a year, so I'll be able to, you know, see my friends and stuff like that, and come here and see my family, and I know my dad's already looking for flights to Houston right now, so he's come help me move in and stuff when I get down there, and they'll watch me play, so it's kind of bittersweet, but, you know, it's part of the game and part of life.
Okay, what did Buck say? What was the meeting like when you guys talked for a few minutes ago?
Pretty much, I thank Buck for everything he's done. You know, he's a great manager. He has taught me a lot. I've learned a lot from him. And, you know, it seems like, you know, he really liked me a lot and had good conversation and stuff like that. He's like, pretty much is a great opportunity for me, you know, to go over there and be able to play every day. You know, it's definitely going to be tough being an opportunity here. We have 3 gold glove outfielders out there. And just to go over there and make the best of the opportunity and play hard. I look at it as a positive thing because you see, you know, I'm going, this is a key piece they feel like can help them get over the hump. And, you know, another team values it that much to, you know, give up one of their key pieces on their team to acquire you and help them build a future, you know. So I'm going over in Houston and, you know, work hard and hopefully I can, you know, go over there and we can start winning some games and, you know, make it to the playoffs in a couple of years.
LJ, as a prospect, you can only take care of your game wherever you happen to be at the moment. But you just mentioned all the gold glove guys here. Is there ever any thought about, wow, how am I ever going to crack that 25-man roster? Can be significant because of the players that were ahead of you?
I thought about it sometimes, but I really tried not to focus on that because, you know, there's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands, you know, and it's weird that I was up here in September last year. I was able to learn from those guys, you know. I was able to talk to Nate and play with Nate last year and talk to Nick. Nick was my locker mate in spring training. And, you know, me and Jonesy have a great relationship, so I'm always able to talk to him about different things. But, you know, just to see them, it makes you want to work that much harder because you want to get to where they're at and do the things that they're doing. So being in AAA, watching those guys play, I couldn't really worry about it because I had to make myself ready for that opportunity if I ever got the opportunity to play, you know, in Camden Yards in Baltimore for the Orioles. So I just worked every day and tried to make myself as good as I could possibly be for that when I got the opportunity that I was ready to take advantage of it.
Is it helpful to you that you are so close to Adam that a couple of years ago he was the centerpiece in the deal, the young player coming to a team rebuilding just as you are now going the other way?
Yeah, I mean, we actually been talking about it the last couple of weeks, you know, when you know that I could be traded, possibly be traded. He's like, look, it's not a bad thing. He's like, sometimes it's a good thing. He's like, look at his situation. He went from, you know, Seattle to the Orioles, who weren't doing that as well when he first got here. Now they're a playoff contending team. And it's around the same age, actually, ironically, that we're both getting traded. So, you know, he said, just go over there, work hard, and, you know, just play ball. He's like, that's, you have a great opportunity now. Make the best of the opportunity.
Have they mentioned that you will get regular ABs, LJ, or are you still waiting to talk to him to find out?
Well, I'm starting tonight playing right field, batting second for him. So hopefully that I'll be up there the rest of the season and be able to, you know, get my feet wet and get a custom plan Major League Baseball.
Now, do you have to pack up your locker? Or do they help you?
It's already packed. They're moving my stuff over to the other side right now. So by the time I get over there, I have to, you know, get acquainted with the coaches and stuff like that and learn the signs. And now I've got to look up a scouting report on Gonzo, see how I'm going to attack him tonight. So.
Is that a little weird? I saw him walk over to you and say congratulations that he was a teammate at that moment, and now you have to face him at 7 o'clock.
It definitely is weird because Gonzo's one of my good friends. In AAA, we talked a lot and stuff like that. And you know, my last start Sunday, I sat beside him and you know talked to him about different things that Lester was doing to me and stuff like that. And now I gotta, you know, go out there and face him tonight. But it's all business, and you know, in between lines, you gotta take care of business and off the field and go have fun and hang out and stuff like that. So it's going to be weird, but it'll be fine.
Thanks, LJ.
Thank you.
So if you guys want to hang tight, I think Bud Norris is going to be coming shortly. And Hamill will be available at 5. We'll probably do that in the dugout. Is this room?